You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
The word is smishing. Sounds like fishing, but starts with an S as in shutdown. Definition. From the intrusion kill chain model, the delivery of a lure via a text message to a potential victim by pretending to be some trustworthy person or organization in order to trick the victim into revealing sensitive information. Example sentence. Security experts say one reason for the increase in smishing is that these days people trust text messages more than phone calls or emails. Context. Smishing is a portmanteau word made of two other words, the acronym SMS and the cyber coinage phishing. It's a text message-centric variation of the email-based phishing scams that have been around since the 1990s. The term smishing arose in the late 2000s. According to CSO Magazine, 98% of text messages are read and 45% are responded to. That's much better than email, which comes in at 20% and 6% respectively. According to Verizon's 2020 Mobile Security Index, 15% of enterprise users encountered a smishing link in Q3 of 2019. Proofpoint's 2020 State of the Fish report indicates that 84% of surveyed organizations faced smishing attacks. Nerd reference. In Season 2, Episode 5 of Mr. Robot, Elliot, played by Rami Malek, plans to secretly install a Raspberry Pi inside Evil Corps' backup facility to control the heating system. Raising the temperature high enough in the storage room will render all tape backups unusable. Elliot social engineers his way into the building, but a suspicious employee confronts him. At the moment she decides to escort him out of the building, Elliot's friends from F Society send her a smishing text that appears to come from her husband and is urgent. She gets distracted, and Elliot is able to stay in the building.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals. confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose 6sense, visit 6sense.com.